Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We're here with you for season 26, where we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. Sometimes we try to help rescue you, sometimes just sitting down.
We need
down.
Rescuing ourselves.
Exactly.
Let's just be real.
We just get 45 minutes to hang out with a friend and talk and be. And okay, we've been doing this fun thing this season here on Homemaker Chic, where we've been reading some of your comments that you've been sending to us over on Instagram, your messages over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And I got the sweetest one today when I was collecting some for the podcast. And it said, "How can we help you guys get together? I need this for you both." And I just thought, you know what?
God love ya.
God love ya, the listener who sent that. And
no,
I'm just going to make it my priority. So I don't care if I have to just show up on Angela's doorstep. I don't care if we have to drive. And where's halfway? Montana? Eastern Montana? I don't know.
Okay.
But life is so short and hard. And some days it's when things are going good, you can just kind of go willy-nilly from one thing to the next. The second things get hard, you're like, I want my friend.
Yeah.
Why are you crying? We've just started.
Just because it's a whole episode. I could hijack our whole plan for today.
That's fine. We don't really have a great plan for today. Go.
Well, we can just finish our intro.
That's it.
Get a handle on it because I'm crying pretty good now.
This is Angela's great. Crying. Will you put your mic closer to your face?
Yes.
Okay. There were comments about that. Angela needs to speak up. As Joe Rogan says, a fist from your face, please, ma'am.
Okay. Well, okay. That's the problem. So, but then my peas are always so hot. That's the problem.
We got 99 problems. Anyway, so today is actually Halloween.
Yes, it is.
So we have to cut today's episode just a teeny bit short, and I'm sorry, but we're both on costume duty.
Oh my gosh, I have one child that has changed 6 times in the last 4 days.
Yeah.
And you have to understand, my children start like stressing about this in July. I'm not kidding. I think she just figured it out. But we keep like an inventory of wigs and things in the house. Swords and tutus and whatever.
Yep. I shared this last year. Our rule is I'm not spending any money. So you can get as creative or not creative as you want.
Not even at the thrift store, really?
We just don't even go to stuff like that anymore. I don't know.
Okay. That's our fun thing is to run to the thrift store and like go and see. I really love the creative challenge, and I'm always really proud of my kids that they'll go into a thrift store and find something, mm-hmm. and sometimes with my help, sometimes without, turn it into something.
Yes.
So, you know, years ago, Julian was a knight, and we found like this just classic, horrible old lady shirt. It was silver and crinkly, and it looked like chainmail. And yeah. So he used it, and then that went in the bag, in the dress-up bag. And last year I used it for Joan of Arc. It was perfect.
Yeah.
This year he found like this big, hideous brown blanket. He and I jerry-rigged it, stitched it up a little bit. It's a Jedi robe. It's like, you know, so I don't mind going and spending $4.
No,
and
not
I like
at all.
The creativity of sending them into the junk, to the like the thrift store that it's like attached to the old folks' home, you know, and all right, figure it out. Now, I will confess, I did buy stuff off of Amazon this time for mine.
What are you going to be?
Well, I had credit card points from my traveling, and I'm going to be a Louvre thief.
Okay. Did you see one of the questions was about the Louvre?
Oh, yes. Well, let's see. What does it say here? Angela, okay. Have you heard about the heist at the Louvre? I can't believe it. Feels like a
Jason Statham.
Who is that? Oh. Am I being dumb?
Yeah. You'll look him up. You'll know exactly who he is. Jason Statham.
Okay. You know what it feels like to me is there's this fantastic series on Netflix called Lupin, L-U-P-I-N. And it totally reminds me of that. But people keep asking me, are you shocked? Can you believe it? Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to pull him up on mine. I can't see your phone very well. And I'm not shocked at all. quite frankly. Oh, my phone heard me. I typed JAS and his name came up.
This is too much, you guys.
Creepy. Freaking creepy.
Too much for me.
Oh, I hate that. I don't like that. That is so wrong. Oh yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
He reminds me of like Madonna's ex-husband or something.
How do you dress as
Guy Ritchie?
Louvre thief?
Well, I could show you. I have a work vest, a neon work vest fitted for ladies, so I'll look sexy. I have a ski mask. I have a tiara. Of course, I already have rhinestones in inventory because I'm me. And yeah.
Okay. I'm going as a haggard middle-aged mom who's had a really hard week. How do I look?
Oh my gosh. I had a friend once who went when the year Martha Stewart was under house arrest. She got like this really hideous Martha wig and she carried around brownies all night with like broken handcuffs on her wrist. Martha Stewart was really funny.
So clever. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then I had a really fun moment this morning because I was explaining to my Catholic Italian tutor about the Reformation feast that we have on Saturday.
We had ours last weekend.
It was so fun. We just had the best conversation about it. It was just wonderful and hilarious. So it's all that's to say, it is a festive weekend. I got to make, there's soup to be made and brownies to be made and costumes to account for. But thank you to everybody who did submit comments in all those places I previously mentioned. So let's touch on some of these. We just want to hang out with you today. This podcast has even gone through these seasons. We want to be really helpful to you. We want to offer you tips and tricks and all these kinds of things. And sometimes, y'all, we just want to hang out and we hope that you can just literally have a mug of tea and just come and hang out with us for an hour. Sometimes that's all we can bear and all we can do. And I know we're going into the holiday season and we can't help but talk about, right, some of these things that we're doing in our home and some of these wonderful, blessed parts of being a homemaker. But we also hope you just enjoy hanging out with us for an hour and listening to some friends chat. Okay. Here's a question, Angela, that I put in here because I want your answer to it. I'm looking at doing some touch-ups on my home. Have either of you ever used or heard anything about, I want to say that like in Italian,
concreta.
Concreta FS, that looks like European-style plaster? Excuse me. Do you know what that is?
I just pulled it up because I figured you were going to lead with that.
She says, I'm thinking about covering my 12-inch tiles with quarter-inch grout that the stinking builder put on every countertop in our home. So I'm guessing she's talking about covering the tile with like a concrete finish plaster.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, that sounds like a really interesting product.
It's micro cement plaster. So it's cement and limestone.
Okay.
Water resistant and durable. Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Making it ideal for wet areas like showers, tub surrounds, and backsplashes. Can be applied directly over existing tile. Get out. Well, I wish I had some bad tile. I love this kind of stuff. What I started Googling by was I wanted to know if it was similar to Venetian plaster because I'm really good at Venetian plaster because I like stuff you put on with a trowel.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's different. This is more like can handle water. Okay. Can be applied directly over existing tile or marble without a primer. Shut up.
Who's going to cover marble?
Well, some marble's really bad. I mean, I take that back. I think all marble is pretty cool. I think if you have like a granite, like a 90s Tuscan kitchen, you got that brown speckly granite, like that, I would sledge that out so fast. That's just me.
This is so interesting.
Best for wet environments, floors, countertops, and modern architectural projects needing high performance. I'm going to have to get some and play with it.
Okay. There.
Oh,
man. There's your answer. We're going to play with it. I'm like, what can I cover with that stuff?
Right? That's why I was like, oh, shit, some stinky tile. Okay.
Update soon. Okay. So Angela has not heard of concreta. I can only say it like that. Concreta.
Yeah, no, you should. If you said concreta, that's pretty cringy.
She can believe the heist at the Louvre, and she does know who Jason Statham is. Just so
yes.
Everyone's caught up yes. now if you're just catching in.
And if you need a really good new Netflix show for, you know, with the abysmal time change coming up, then
yes.
Lupin on Netflix is brilliant.
There you go.
It's one of my favorite French actors. So
it
is in French, though. Oh, speaking of languages.
No. Okay. The guy who plays.
Help me come back to that.
He's so hunky. The big black tall
he's
guy.
He's gorgeous. I think they
cast him as like James Bond. What is his name?
Well, I first watched him in Les Intouchables, which is like a movie about a quadriplegic in Paris. It is, hang on.
I know what his name is because
problem?
Like even my man friend has a crush on him because he's like,
Omar Sy.
No.
Yes, no. It is. It's Omar Sy.
Okay, then we're talking about a different person. That is not his name.
You're crazy.
Do you do the next question? I'm going to find who I'm talking about.
Look, can you see?
No, that's not who I'm talking about.
Okay. The next question. Oh, I want to. I want to say why
this
it's believable.
Who I'm talking about.
Okay. Gosh darn it.
Who is it? Idris Elba.
Oh, I know you love you some Idris. Okay. Yeah, I know.
He's so good.
He's British, though, isn't he?
He's British. I'm sorry. I just got confused.
Omar's French. And
okay.
Okay. Why the Louvre? Wait, why the Louvre is believable? First of all, mm-hmm. Paris is completely empty on Sunday mornings.
Okay.
It's just
Is it because everyone's in church?
Yes, exactly, Shay.
That's why. I figured as much.
I mean, you can literally just go out in the middle of the boulevards and take photographs. You can line up any photograph, like any shot you want. You can get it on Sunday morning. If I'm watching a movie and the streets are empty, like from horizon to horizon, I know they didn't clear it. I know it's Sunday morning. Second, the Louvre opens at 9, and those first 40 minutes are beautiful because you have the whole place to yourself. The wing that the heist took place in is my favorite, like make a beeline to see Venus de Milo and then the crown jewels. It's empty. You can just have the whole place to yourself. So, mm-hmm. No, it doesn't surprise me.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay,
here's one. Holy cow, my stomach. This is on our travel episode. If you missed that one, it was a couple episodes ago. It was on travel woes that Angela and I experienced. Okay. My stomach is in a bit knot. Now I'm going to have to go back and listen to the season one episode to de-stress. It was stressful. It was a stressful episode. But one question, how did Shay and Hubby get from Venice to where your guests were? This is funny. I had... it pays in Italy. We always joke, you got to know a guy, you know?
Well,
You got a guy. I got a guy for that.
Yeah.
And my guy in Venice was my tutor, Alessandra, and she said, I know this bus that doesn't go down when the strikes are happening. You need to get on this bus. Okay. I get on the bus. And that takes me into Venice proper. And this is late already, right? So we just have time to eat. In fact, if you go watch my YouTube video from last week, I the opening scene of that video took place at a restaurant in Venice when I was exhausted, stressed out of my mind, not fully sure, to answer your question, how I was going to get from Venice to Umbria, which is quite a ways away. And but these men broke out into song at the restaurant. And they all sang this beautiful folk song. And I just sat there and listened to it and secretly filmed them because it was one of the most special moments of my life. So so we knew a guy. We knew what bus to get on. We got into Venice proper, even with the transportation strike. And Venice is teeny. Venice proper is very small. Mm-hmm. And it has a very central train station. So all we had to do was get into the train station and take a train into Florence, get on another train in Florence, go from Florence to QC.
All we had to do.
Just a 5-hour train ride.
Yeah.
Easy. Boring, but easy. Mm-hmm. So luckily the train gods were on our side that day because that doesn't always happen in Italy. Then you got to know another guy.
Yeah. Okay, this comment says, I love all your episodes. Thanks so much for sharing your lovely personalities with us. Well, thanks for saying they're lovely. I'm a step behind you in life. My kids are 4 and 6, and I'd love to hear an episode or season about advice you'd give your younger selves.
Gosh. Hmm. I love this.
That's juicy. My big interest right now is staying between the ditches with my kids. How do we manage junk food? How will I manage independence, time with friends, curfew as they enter the teen years? Oy. I love hearing from people who have some hindsight in these areas. That's a great one.
Me too, if somebody wants to come on.
And I just saw the bottom one, which is so sweet. Oh. Yeah, we should do that.
I love this. This week was one of the first weeks where I just felt proper nostalgia for having little kids because I took Georgia to get her driver's permit and Owen's birthday is in a couple of weeks and he turns 13. And it was crazy. Just reflecting on that. People said it would happen. I probably said it would happen when we started this podcast. If you go back to earlier episodes, pretty sure I still had a kid in diapers. Maybe. I'm not sure. Man, it does really happen. So I would say, yeah, go back and listen to some of those earlier episodes too, because we do talk a lot about having little kids.
But actually, Shay, we don't.
Really?
We don't.
Is it because it's just hard?
you were like, I can't. It was too much. Like, I can't look back right now. Like,
that's fair.
Like, just coming out of the dishes. So, ditches. Yeah. I do think, like, at least a whole episode. I mean, I think there's I think this is a good thing right here, because I do remember it was kind of just a topic where we were like, not sucks to be you, but we had just each, when we started the show, we each had 4-year-olds, so they were potty trained. But like that, those were our youngest, you know, so that's a whole lot of 4 and 6-year-olds behind us.
Okay. Noted. I hear you.
Okay.
We'll do it. We'll do one for you this holiday with littles.
Okay.
Cool. Of some sort. We'll do that. Okay. And then finally, I love this one.
I'm like, I'm all warm and fuzzy.
I know. And you know what? I didn't even have to sort out mean ones this week. So I don't want you to think I'm just being like
guys.
A narcissist here and being like, oh, they only read the nice comments. There were just really nice comments this week, which we're really grateful for. It says, gosh, I love how you both tell stories with wit and humor. I have a question for the Q&A that I hope you'll answer. How in the heck did you raise a man who will drive 4 hours out of his way before shift work to change a tire? What's the secret to raising strong-hearted men? I've got a 9-year-old and I'm game for any tips. What I love about this, you got to go back and listen to the travel episode, because Angela, this comment is referencing Angela's son, Aiden, coming to her rescue in Chicagoland to help her to change her tire on her car. And
it's not like I'm that much of a loser that he had to do that. It was had many extenuating circumstances why like AAA couldn't do it. And
yeah, you got to go back and listen. Maybe we'll cover that one in our
maybe I'll just cry some more. Jeez.
In our kid episode, but I don't know. To me, it just feels like a mercy of the Lord. I don't know what else to say. The older I get, you labor, and sometimes there's fruit from that labor, and sometimes there's just a kindness, like a complete just saturating your kids, your life in prayer and being like, not that there's no work to do, but that they're their own person.
Yeah. I mean, he is my hero. He is, he fixes everything. He's, you know, he's a fireman. Like, he is a hero. He just fought. We had our biggest wildfire. I bet a lot of our listeners saw it on the news, because I had people texting me. It was being shown in other states. We had a huge wildfire the other day. And, I found out after the fact that it jumped the road and he got caught. They got caught in it and had to empty all their water just to get through. Horrible. But he helps people. He fixes things. He finds solutions. And he will even say that it's like a blessing and a curse, because people know, like, who are you going to call? Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I just stand in awe of it. And I don't, I'm sure I did something, but I can't find the pride or whatever. I don't even know how I could say I contributed to that. I'm sure I did.
But you're
I wasn't intentional.
You're also that way.
Yeah.
Like you don't tell Angela no. If you tell her no, she will find eight ways around you.
That's true. He fascinates me. I'll just, he's just the person you call.
Mm. I love that. We don't really talk about our kids hyper specifically on the podcast, do we?
No, I mean, for mine, I have a lot, you know, I have enough, I guess I could say a lot. I have a handful that prefer to stay private, more private. And I don't, you know, I don't want to like, because I am still in my own trenches. So I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm having XYZ problem with XYZ teenager or whatever. I don't think that's fair to them.
No, absolutely not.
So like, I'm happy to say more, but I have to really be mindful that they didn't ask to grow up on the job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we got on this job. I don't even know.
No, I remember. The show?
No. Okay. Okay. Pause. Remind me to come back. I want to say thank you to Branch Basics for keeping the show on the air, as it were. You're a homemaker. You've got something to clean, whether it's an apartment or whether it's a home. And Branch Basics is the cleaner for you as a homemaker. If you use the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, you can get 15% off their starter kit. Starter kit sounds like it's this big, elaborate, fancy thing. It's not. It's a bottle of cleaner concentrate. It's squirt bottles that you dilute the cleaner concentrate down in with certain amounts of water, depending on if it's your bathroom bottle, your all-purpose bottle, your window bottle. And that's it. One cleaning concentrate that is free of fragrances, hormone disruptors, preservatives. It's baby safe. It's pet safe. I wish I would have had this cleaner when I had little kids because, you know, when like one kid gets a snotty nose and you got to wash all their toys and spritz things down and you want something that's super safe and incredibly clean and cost effective. So you can visit branchbasics.com. Use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off. Try the cleaner in your home because you're going to love what it can do for you. It's so good. It's so, so incredibly good. I love it.
Yes, it is. Should I do another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you to American Blossom for sponsoring this season. You can visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com if you are ready to upgrade your bed to heirloom quality sheets. And when you visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com, you can use the code HOLIDAY20 for a special listener discount. So these sheets that Texas is grown in cotton in Texas. They make the sheets right here in the United States, which I know is important to me and so many other people. And they're woven beautifully, softer with every wash. AmericanBlossomLinens.com, HOLIDAY20 for a spectacular 20% off.
Okay. What I was getting at ahead of time was, you know, we started our blogs so long ago. You 20 years ago, me 15 years ago.
21. Oh my gosh, 21 last week. That's crazy.
That's crazy. And where the internet was back then was so incredibly different than where it is today. And I know we have people who are listening to the podcast who remember those kind of glory days of life online. And we were so excited to be able to find online communities of fellow homemakers who would share their vinegar and baking soda, you know, tips,
right?
Or like
Borax and whatever.
Old blog posts on cloth diapering babies. I probably read 30 different posts, and people were just excited to share with other people. They were excited to share things that they knew, excited to share information. This was even before Pinterest, you know, and so you would find blogs that you loved. Shay here. Have you heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth?
It's a supplement that helps women maintain their optimal hormone levels. It has over 50,000 glowing reviews from women, and 98% say that they'd recommend it to friends and family. Now you can get those results and take them even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen powder. Collagen powder helps to restore the gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. Things like relieving occasional bloating, reducing sugar cravings, supporting a healthy, sustainable weight management, and also boosting energy and stabilizing mood swings. We all know, we've talked about it a lot on the show, your gut directly affects your hormones. So improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to quality. And right now, you can try the prebiotic collagen protein and hormone harmony risk-free. Get 15% off your entire first order with the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off today. And you would visit them and they'd update them a couple times a week typically. And it would be, you know, here's how I get plastic storage bins from the grocery store for free so I can store bulk flour and sugar. Or here's how I make a loaf of bread. Or here's how I decorate my room with these things from the thrift store, right? And it was just this sweet, sweet time of community. And I would pay so much money if I could to go back there and just experience it, because what happens, well, maybe you should explain what Kushlash is.
Okay. One of my favorite movies is Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise. It's one of our favorite movies. We have it memorized. It's full of what we think are very funny one-liners. And he is a sports agent, and there is a young man who's, it's the draft week or whatever. Don't look at me. I don't know anything about football, but it's the draft. And everybody's pursuing him. And Tom Cruise, Jerry Maguire, is representing him. And, you know, this kid knows everybody wants me, right? But he says, he's mumbling. He's got like a Southern accent. And he goes, his name's Kush. His last name's Kush. So he goes, I got Kushlash. And then he's picking on his guitar. And he goes, Kushlash, 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 Kushlash. And it's just stupid and funny. And it just means he's sick of himself. So,
like Whiplash.
A few years ago, I told Shay, I'm like, I got Kushlash. She's like, what's that? So it's the best description for when for Shay and I, we have to be out there, okay? You can't just have an Instagram feed and not put a picture of yourself on it. You can't have a YouTube thumbnail that's just a pretty flower. Nobody's going to click that. They want to see your dumb face. You know, like, you get, like, it's part of the job, but you get so sick of yourself and the story you tell yourself is that, you know, we have these followings or whatever on certain social media platforms, and you have to remember, like, only a small percentage ever see what you do. So I might have, it might say 42K on my Instagram, for example, but like maybe 1,200 people see a post. Mm-hmm. But because it's you and it's your face, it's you looking, you know, I know my flaws.
Or even your thoughts. You know?
Yeah. You just are so like, really? I'm putting myself out there again? I'm sick of myself. It's an icky feeling because you have to.
And I think it's relevant to even the conversation about, you know, our kids. We are protective of our kids, especially when they express a particular desire, like, I would like it if you did not put me in your YouTube videos, Mom. Okay, right. Absolutely. Because we're living life, actually, too, right? We're not these just fake people who pretend to be parents or, like,
right,
pretend to be homemakers. We're actually here day in and day out, living as parents and living as homemakers. And so Yeah. Sometimes when you have kids, you're like, I'm not exactly sure. So to go way back to this initial comment, like, how do I keep my kids from eating junk food? I'm not exactly sure. How do I manage free time with them, between them and their friends? I'm not exactly sure. I wrote a Substack last week that was like all these things. Are my kids going to date? What is college going to look like? Mm-hmm. What is it going to look like with jobs and schedules? Are they going to be good drivers? Like, am I going to be able to, are they going to be trustworthy? I don't know. Because I'm actually just figuring it out in real time too.
Yes. In real time too. And, this is like not all, they're all different, you know? So it's easy for one to go like, well, you let so-and-so drive and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, yeah, but I'm driven with you, you know, like, so, you know, like they're not all, I'm not, that's actually, I just made that up. That is not, Amelie, you're a great driver. Not, but you know, that's my word picture is like, they're not all created equal,
they're
quite
not
frankly,
all the same.
You know,
they're not all the same. And even so, that's what I mean. Like, it's hard to give advice. The older you get, the harder it is to give advice because you realize that you don't know everything. And before it was just really sweet things like, how do I make a diaper pail? Right? Or like, how do I roast a whole chicken? And now it's big, weighty, consequential, soul-shaping things. And the internet is a completely different wasteland. And so I think a lot of parents have a lot of questions. I think a lot of people have a lot of questions. That
I like to just find out, you know, I have a couple women. I just like to find out, like, how did you handle this? You know, when do we start dating again?
Yeah.
You know, because there's this, you know, there's this side of, I don't know what you want to call it, Christendom or something. You know, there's this side that I feel is completely and utterly unattainable. Whether it's this crazy trad wife idea or this like courtship only, like there's some really dogmatic views out there. And like, I don't want anything to do with that. I don't know how you pull that off. It looks really great from the outside. Like, I'm glad that worked for you. But like, I don't know. I feel like it's so case by case. And I do like just asking other moms, like, how did you do this? What did you do? And to just think that you can make every right decision, you're not going to make every, we had a listener reach out to us a long time ago and she did what she thought was all of it. And like she unpacked, we did this, we catechized, we homeschooled, we did this. And he turned to drugs and got his girlfriend pregnant. And like, they have their own mind and they're going to do their own thing and make their own horrible or dumb mistakes. And so I think when you're younger, or when I was younger and I had smaller kids, I was way more dogmatic. And maybe you can be like, I am going to use cloth diapers. I am going to breastfeed until 2.5 or whatever, you know, whatever your personal conviction or mine was. And then the older they get, the more you're like, oh, wait, this is a little bit more fluid, isn't it? Like,
well, that's just the thing. It's easy to be dogmatic when the stakes are like, they're not going to eat sugar until they're 18 months or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. First birthday, you can have sugar when you stick your face in that cake on
that's
your first
birthday.
That's what
I mean.
Birthday. It's way easier.
It's easier. And then it requires wisdom.
Yeah.
After
because
that,
if you just go into
wisdom.
It with like this dogmatism, like it's going to be tough. It's going to be tougher. They're going to, you know, the pushback, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, rebellion or whatever. It's not, it's got to be, like you said, like wisdom based, not like this is how I want to see you raised.
Well, that's what's so tricky. It's like life, as you get older, you realize life is just not black and white. And I'll tell you what, it
nuance.
Would be a lot
I'm going to get a license plate that says nuance.
It'd be a lot easier if it was.
If it was black and white.
Holy cow. I can't tell you the amount of times Stuart and I've had conversations in the last year, just like, what is the best thing to do here? And it's not clear.
It's not.
I keep thinking of that meme that's like, I used to push back against my parents telling me what to do and what I wouldn't give for an adult to just make all my decisions for me these days. What should I make for dinner? You're making chicken and dumplings. Okay, great.
Right.
When should I pay this bill? You'll pay this bill on the 13th of every month and you'll draft it because you're a loser and you can't remember to pay it. Okay, great. Thank you. Please keep making my decisions.
Right, right.
The same is true for a homemaker. You know, there's a lot, there's a lot of nuance there. I hope you, when you guys hear us talking, even about the way we do things in our marriage or with our kids or in our homes, like, you just slather that with a ton of nuance. Because even within my tight-knit group of people that I, like, live with and go to church with and fellowship with and I'm friends with, we all do things different. So there's a lot of room for that. There's a lot of room for that. Let's say thank you to Toups & Co. real quickly. Okay. If you're shopping.
Okay, I got
to
ask you really quick. Are you using your Gua Sha stone?
Yes, I am.
I wanted to ask you this last. Okay.
But I did have to YouTube. How does one use a Gua Sha stone?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Yeah. But Toups has beautiful Gua Sha stones. So I use it with the glow serum after I wash my face at night. I put the glow serum on and I use the Gua Sha stone. Shape my bones, I guess.
Well, and lymphatic. It's lymphatic so, it drainage. Makes your, yeah.
Yes, especially after airplane rides because your face goes.
Oh my gosh, I look like Sasquatch after an, I just spend the first 3 days like, where, who are you? Where? I'm in the mirror. Like, who are you even? I'm just like doing the things. I'm trying to
But Toups has skincare for you that uses real ingredients without the use of any synthetic chemicals, no toxic fillers, no artificial colors, no artificial fragrances, just products that are fair trade and sustainable and transparent and are sourced ethically and are really effective. So you can shop toupsandco.com and use the code HMC10 for 10% off your order of natural skincare and makeup with them.
Wonderful.
I don't even remember what we were going to talk about today.
I don't either, but I do want to say something just in the...
Okay.
Because, you know, I hope she's listening, if she's listening, and she knows who she is. Like, that mom that I mentioned, like, the blessing came.
Yeah.
Like, she got her grandbaby, I believe, community relationship has been restored. Like, it came around. I didn't want to just dog her, like, or feel like I just put the bad side of the story out there. My point was just, like... That is the scary thing about motherhood is like, oh, then they're actually going to do their own thing. Oh, you know, like you said, they're going to go to co-op and they're going to trade the junk, your healthy food that you made them for the junk food. I used to do it. I used to take the sandwiches that my mom made me and just go boop and drop them in the garbage at school because I hated them. So,
yeah, it's a big and complicated, and I think it really is a topic that's tied into like the ethos and the theology of your family, because I think there's a lot of different ways to even take rebellion or to even just take difficult times in your family. I bet we have people right now who are listening who are in a difficult season for one reason or another. One thing that our pastor always says is that scripture is full of victories disguised as defeats and about how, you know, think about the greatest defeat that happened in the Bible was Christ's crucifixion.
Right.
And through the worst looking defeat on the surface, the greatest thing that ever happened to mankind was achieved. It was a victory that to the unbelieving world looked like a defeat. And, you know, take that for what it means in your particular life. But I don't believe we're just left alone to slop in our mud. I believe all of these things that happen to us happen for our good. Elizabeth Elliot says, what God has done to you, God has done for you. And that's not for you in that case doesn't mean, oh, now you'll have a bunch of money or you'll have this perfect looking family or your house will never get messy again. Or, you know, you're going to be the new Martha Stewart. That's not what it means. It means to make you more like Christ, who is a humble servant and he gives his life for the people that he loves. So like, if that's our goal, I have lots of opportunities to be like that in my home.
Darn it. Yeah, exactly. Oh. Again with the servant. Yeah.
Servant leader again. Can't I just be like,
not my way but yours.
just beautiful and rich and successful. Can I just be that?
Yeah.
It's I think it's a good perspective for a mom because, you know, or just a homemaker. I'll tell you, Ange, I fought so hard last week to try to keep my house on the rails. Like, actually really, really tried. And I couldn't do it. There are too many of them. They're too fast.
Yeah.
They're too ferocious.
That's what I was saying last week. It's like, I don't think it's doable. I think it's just like what we would say to somebody with an 18-month-old and a 3-year-old. Like, sorry, just got to be there. Just, yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It takes one extra errand to run that you didn't expect, and then you don't have time to pick up XYZ. My office looks like a suitcase exploded in it. I don't know. I just had a couple days where I didn't have time to put my laundry away.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
We're one
rolled
up.
You know how I feel about laundry and furnitures. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know what we were going to talk about today. We were going to talk about...
We're done.
What?
Shoot. Look at the time.
That was too short.
It was good.
It's been 40 minutes and 5 seconds.
Okay, we'll talk for 5 more minutes.
Okay. Well, we were going to talk about things that you could do right now. So listen.
In light of last week's episode.
We can't fully tell you, like, here's how you raise your kids, or here's how you manage your home, or here's what you should make for dinner, right? Like, those are all going to be nuanced pieces of somebody's life. What you can do is drink a glass of water, go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Breathe. For the love. For the love. I'm backing up from my mic so I don't blow anybody out now. You have to breathe, Angela. You have to breathe. This shallow business you catch yourself doing, that is not living. Yeah, you have to breathe. And now that I've said it, everybody's going to think about it. And I hope it's not just me and you're like, I'm not the only person that literally doesn't breathe.
Have you seen that guy that's been going viral on Instagram? And he's like this 90 surfers California guy. Have you seen this? And he'll like step out and he's smiling and he's like, yeah, man, there's nothing like a beautiful autumn day. You hear the leaves crunch under your feet, man. Like, you just can't beat it. It's hilarious. But he does one about going for a walk. And he's like, and he talks about, look, you might not have time for a full walk. You just need a little serotonin, just like even a 10-stepper. Can you just get 10 steps in that fresh air? And I think about that a lot. You can't fix your world. Y'all, that's not the point. I know that's what we want to do, but that's not the point.
Maybe we should open each episode by saying that, because seriously, it's just,
I can't fix your world.
You can't fix your world.
Follow our podcast.
Tune in. You can't fix your world. That's not the point, though. It's not the point.
Well, I'll tell you what. If the point, I believe, is to be made more like Christ, there is one thing that drives me to my knees like nothing else in prayer, and that's tough situations. And that is when my walk is very intimate and primal.
Primal. Primal. Yes.
So, you know, Corrie Ten Boom, if you guys haven't read The Hiding Place.
Oh my gosh, do it. Do it now, because the fresh movie's coming out. There was one in the 70s and a fresh one's coming out. But you have to read the book. Promise me you'll read the book first.
Do it. But there's this great scene in there where she insists that they give thanks for the fleas. And her sister, everyone thinks she's crazy.
Me.
And she said they're in Auschwitz, right? Or Ravensbrück.
No, they're in Ravensbrück.
And so they're in this concentration camp. And then she's like, we're going to pray. And God says to give thanks for all things, not just good things, not easy things, all things. So we're going to give thanks for these fleas that are making our life miserable. Well, you know, and there is a silver lining in the sense that because the fleas were so bad in this particular bunkhouse, the guards wouldn't really come in there. And so Corrie would lead these Bible studies
and that she could kind of do it without getting caught because mm-hmm. of these fleas. Nobody wanted to come in there. Even if you can't see the silver lining, there is one. So I'm going to cling to that today. It's been a tough day for me. I know it's been a tough mm-hmm. day for you. We never even talked about why you were crying in the beginning, but that's okay. You can hold that one near your heart. Okay. And I guess let's go make some little ghosts and goblins and Louvre burglars and have some soup.
What are your
soup
kids going to be? Really quick. Tell me what they're going to be.
I don't know. George is the moon. She made a giant moon mask.
Oh, cool.
One's going to be a ghost in my American Blossom sheet that got the eye holes a couple years ago.
Okay.
I think one of them is going to be Dia de los Muertos skeleton kind of Day of the Dead.
Okay.
Mexican Day of the Dead kind
cool.
of thing.
Cool. Cool.
So I got some face makeup to do.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun. My French tutor is going to a wedding this weekend, and all the guests have been asked. He's in Mexico, so all the guests have been asked to dress accordingly, which is so cool. Oh, I didn't get to tell you this. This is a sidetrack, and then I'm going to tell you what my kids. I start Spanish next week.
Oh,
in
my
two
gosh.
Weeks. Okay.
You got to tell people why.
You said
you
something
give
about
some context here.
You said something about languages. Well, again, okay, okay.
So you could just say,
I don't know. Can I say that on
just
the air?
Gentle. I mean,
okay. The girlfriend is Mexican. Okay. So, like, I'm not going to be the abuela that can't speak to the babies.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yeah.
So it may or may not
happen.
They're
not babies yet. Okay.
But no, there's no babies. There's no babies. But if there are in 5 or 6 years, I'm going to be set. But the crazy thing is, I just had this light bulb moment go off. So my French tutor is French. He lives in Guadalajara. He's going to teach me Spanish. I'm going to learn Spanish in French. He doesn't speak English.
Okay. Brain explosion.
Isn't that cool? That makes me feel like such a badass. That's so cool.
And then you can come and visit me and you can learn and practice Spanish here with me in English.
Okay. All right. So I have one that's going to be Madeline, a la Madeline. Mm-hmm. One that's going to be Snoopy.
Okay.
Adorable. She's wearing like her leather jacket and a red scarf and she has Snoopy ears and all that. One is going to be Tinkerbell. She totally sold out and bought her costume. One's going to be a Jedi in a brown blanket. And one is going to be, what's his name from the Minecraft movie?
I don't follow Minecraft.
Neither do I. I hate it. But whatever the main character, he's got like I have, Julian is like a cardboard artist. He can make you anything out of cardboard. So he made Junior like the perfect.
Oh, fantastic.
Minecraft costume. He's going to wear like purple snow pants. So he looks kind of chunky and square and all that. So.
And what about Joel?
No, oh, please.
A middle-aged man, tired man.
Yeah.
Way to represent Joel. Me too. Me too.
One time Joel and I went to a Halloween party. I was like a million months pregnant and we were, it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. So I like rolled my shirt up under my bra and painted my belly orange like a pumpkin. And I was Linus. So I had like the striped shirt and the blankie and my belly was the pumpkin and Joel was Charlie Brown.
That's so good. My favorite costume of all time was my babysitter growing up. Her name was Mandy. Mm-hmm. She lived across the street and just a cardboard refrigerator box. And she was very good with paint. She painted it to look like a Ritz cracker box. Mm-hmm. And then all of the kids in the neighborhood were just cardboard Ritz crackers. Like she painted all just like sandwich boards, one on the front, one on the back, but crackers. And so we would walk through and it was just this Ritz cracker box.
It's crazy.
I love creative costumes like that. I don't have that gene, but I
was in second grade, height of the 80s, right? 1982. And my mom and I, my dad had a piano store and next door was a laundromat that had a Miss Pac-Man. Like, I'm a Miss Pac-Man queen. I'll beat all y'all. And my dad made me a Miss Pac-Man. I was Miss Pac-Man. Like, legit. We took, like, 2 snow saucers and paper mache them.
Yeah.
And my arms came through the sides.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. You know, back then, we would do, like, a walk. Like, you'd go walk through the neighborhood. Like, a Halloween parade in elementary school. Mm-hmm. Do they still do that?
I don't know. That's what we did with the Ritz cracker thing. It was, like, a little parade through the town.
Parade, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. Well, I gotta go get my ski mask on.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for just belling up to the table and hanging out with us today. We value you. So keep the comments coming. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
Okay. Cheers.